Heidi and Frank Show at Ralphie_May on Twitter.
The underscore.
Ralphie May was already taken.
Yeah.
Where is Ralphie? Get him in here.
Ralphie.
He's in the Bristol Farms green room hanging out. Well, it's been about, what, 6 months since he's been on the show?
We haven't seen him in a while.
He saw his wife last.
Oh, there's
there
my honey bunny.
Hi.
Get on in here, man.
No,
good to see you.
Good to meet
you, man. I think last time we had your wife in here, Lana Turner. She was in here and she brought her guitar,
sang
some songs. And
yes, basically inappropriate, isn't she?
No, that Anne Frank Helen Keller song. I mean, that duet is the best thing
I've ever heard.
I was in tears laughing
when
at that.
She brought that up to me. She was like a little kid that just found out like somebody really important pooped their pants. Okay, she was laughing like a little baby. Listen to this, and she couldn't get it out fast enough. And when she hit me with a Helen Keller, oh my God. I was crying.
I mean, she came in here, Ralphie, and I'm like, because I know why she fell in love with you. Like, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah, most
I know.
Women do.
I get
I
it.
Know,
totally
I
get
even
it.
Even on the other team. You
but
get it.
When she was in here, and I know your personality, and like, because I hadn't met her before, and she comes in here and spend, you know, an hour with us, and I was like, I totally get it. I get why you fell in love with her. Like,
yeah, man. She's awesome.
She's perfect.
She's awesome, man. She's kind to animals. She recycles. She's funny. Hot Jew broad.
Oh.
I mean, come on. Great mother. Come on. I'm a horrible person. Okay? I'm a horrible person. I'm a litterer. I love to litter. Okay, I drive a convertible just so I can litter. All right? I love it. Yeah, I'm done with that. I throw out stuff I need sometimes. I found a stack of napkins that would have stopped a Pacoima lawsuit against McDonald's. Oh, my God. I throw out stuff I need. I could use.
This street is too clean.
It's
way too
clean.
Out here.
Oh, this is L.A. It's got to be dirty a little bit, right? Come on. Somebody's got to feed the rats. Might as well be me.
Ralphie May is joining us. You can go see him at the Brea Improv. Like I said, that's this weekend, or Ontario Improv next weekend. And get your tickets, brea.improv.com or ontario.improv.com. When you go see Ralphie, expect to not breathe for
probably
at least 90 minutes.
Ab workout. Ab workout.
Break some ribs.
We will make you laugh. I'm doing the Filthy Animal Tour is going into Brea this weekend with my buddies. The Smash Brothers are opening up for me. And my wife, who's amazingly inappropriate, is going to be there. And it's going to be a hell of a fun show, man. I mean, it's going to be like one of these ones that people go to and they go, wow, that was gangbusters from the start. Because they're all headliners, you know. I've got a set of twins that are a team act. And Dirty Team Act, they're from the Inland Empire, called the Smash Brothers. Okay, they're awesome, identical twins. And then a hot, dirty Jew broad.
Yeah.
And that's me, man. I mean, how can I lose? You can't.
Full
you can't.
Show.
It's going to be good times.
Yeah, your wife does comedy as well. And so when you guys got married, I guess it wouldn't be a requirement for her to take your last name because she already had her name established. So is that just
try telling a hot Jew bride that hey, you didn't take my name, a non-Jew name. Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that, man. It's not happening, man.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
We had a listener email the show and he's like, he's been married for 2 years and his wife has yet to change her name. Now, she said she was going to, and he's like, well, should I be worried? Because she said 2 years ago that she was going to take my last name, and she never did. Because I guess you have to go down to the courthouse or something.
And
put
in
an application.
Yeah, it's a lot of paperwork, man. It's a pain in the ass. You know, until they make it online, don't do it, girls.
Do like
it.
A legal Zoom name change.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
There you go. Boom.
There you go.
I'm now Heidi May.
There you go. I know.
I'd take your name. I like
in
it.
In a second, you'd take me, my name, everything. You'd love me. You can't help it.
Yeah,
I do love you.
Lesbians love me, man. Last night we did the work of God, okay? Our gay neighbors. Not the gay ones, the lesbian ones. Okay, we got both.
Because you got what, Gay Tony?
No, yeah, we got Gay Tony and Aunt Tim. Okay, next door. All right, and
Aunt Tim,
Uncle Gay Tony and Aunt Tim. All right, and then then there's the girls next door. All right, and one of them, she works for the Oscars, right? Okay, and so it's so crazy to see this just bull dyke. All year long, okay. Look like me with a wig on, okay. All right, with the flannel and everything, I'm rocking, okay. And then Oscar day, and come out in this gorgeous gown, okay. And she's all panicked. She's like, help. Okay, so we help him with makeup. Okay, and it's like, and it's like, y'all come over and get high because we're out of Xanax. Oh my god! All right, so getting her high is awesome. She's probably would have told Travolta how to pronounce that name.
Then what the hell? Awesome.
I know, right? What was that going on?
Oh my god!
What was he wearing on his head?
No, okay, seriously.
Come on, man, stop acting like you got hair.
He's okay. Almost 60. No man who's almost 60 even has hair that dark. So if you're gonna do it fake, put some different pieces,
right?
Some color.
Something in there.
Make yourself. You know, he's 60. His hair is about 13.
Was there other parts of the Oscars that stand out for you?
I avoided it at all costs. I watched it between Walking Dead and True Detective. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to avoid it so much that I watched the first episode of Girls that I've ever seen that I liked. Like, because I've watched it for like 5 minutes going, I hate these people.
Yeah.
I hate every part about this. And then, oh my God, then nudity happens. It's like, oh God, I don't even like look at myself nude. All right, much less say that mess, okay? And it's like, and the hot ones never get naked. Have you noticed that?
Right.
Oh my God, the beautiful one, no. One with me, oh yes, me with water wings, okay? Is that water wings or boobs? What is that, man? What's going on with those boobs? All right, put them things away, Tech. All right, and it was a great episode. It was like, wow, I've lived that. That's a great episode. But man, I did everything I could to avoid the Oscars. I know it's gay Super Bowl. I know this is LA, and it's just like, you know, our thing. But I can't take it.
Could you
three
write,
and a half hours.
Ralph, because you're, I mean, you write for yourself, obviously, but
right.
Would you do, if they called you to say, can you write for us for the Oscars? Or are you
of
like,
course, of
you
course.
Would, you would.
I could write any joke. It's no big deal. You know, I it's so funny because a guy I used to do comedy with just won an Oscar, and I'm thinking, man, you know, I'm thinking pretty good, you know? I'm doing pretty good. I got houses, I got cars, I got, you know, I got bank accounts. My kids now don't have to worry about life, okay? And then I see a guy that opened for me just won an Oscar, and I'm like, wah, 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 wah. Yeah, that's life. That's life. Oh, that just hits you right in the gut a little bit right there.
That's
Mr. Ridley, congratulations. 12 years a slave. Oh, my God. How in the world did this happen, man?
Oh, yeah. I did say he used to write for sitcoms. And then...
Yeah, well, he was a comic. Yeah, man. He was a hell gig comic. He did a joke. I remember it was funny.
Well, you figured 12 years a slave would be funnier then.
Yeah, right? He said he was so pro-black that he wouldn't even pick the cotton out of an aspirin bottle. Okay? And I thought that was hilarious. Now, that's what 12 Years a Slave could have used. Could have used a little humor. Okay? Just a little bit of comedy. You know? Just, come on. Liven it up.
Oh,
I mean, sure, you're a slave. But, I mean, come on. There's got to be coffee breaks.
Yeah,
fight or lie moments. Okay? Hey, boss man, this chain is kind of loose. Ah! Hilarious. Okay? You know? Pep it up a little bit, you know? I don't want to cry every movie, you know? I mean,
did you get to see all the movies that were nominated for Best Picture?
I did. It was a battle for me between the slave pick and the AIDS pick. Okay?
Yeah.
And I was like, which one's going to win? And then they both won. And then Space came out of nowhere. Gravity.
Right.
Was such an incredibly boring movie.
You know
what
would have been
heard.
Almost?
Yes,
a lot
man.
Of her breathing.
A lot of breathing, man.
Yeah, yeah. I just watched it this weekend. It was fine.
It was fine. It's not an Oscar nomination.
My family said that they were rooting for Sandra Bullock to die in the movie.
Yes. Like, at first, I hope she lives. And then, kill this bitch. Please,
yeah,
somebody.
Like, oh my God,
somebody,
enough
man.
Already.
I get it, Jesse yeah. James. I get it. Man, by the way, she was looking good, though, last night. I'll give it up to that, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's made so much from that. She got points on the film, so she's, like, made $70 million
just
off the movie.
Stop. And that's it ain't even hit DVD hardly yet. I mean, it just came out, right? So it's like,
pay-per-view. She
and
got
then,
money on all,
yeah, man.
A piece
every
of all that.
Points, man. I love it. I love it when chicks just start owning stuff, man. Mm. It's about time. You know, it's like all this. Like, get paid.
Rise up.
Get paid. Yeah, somebody.
Rise up.
Rise up. Come on, baby girl. Come on. And did you notice this? Okay, they keep on calling Steve McQueen, the black guy, Steve McQueen,
yeah.
not the guy from The Great Escape. Okay.
Right.
All right. They keep on calling him African-American. He's English. Okay, can we just say black, please?
Yeah.
Can we just stop it? All right, if you're going to be PC, Charisse Theron, okay, born in South Africa, never called African-American.
Right, and she is.
Yeah, she really is. And Steve McQueen, Brit. Okay, just say black.
Right.
Enough.
Right.
Enough.
But he could lose the British accent, because that still screws with me, though.
Oh man, seeing a black guy with a British accent, you're like, it's man, one of these things is not like the other. Like, and then you just think, boy, you are a fat white girl destroyer. Oh my God. Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, just can't get out of the way of it.
Handsome black guy with a British accent. Watch out, fat white girl. Your panties are going down, son. Oh my God, you gonna be making eggs and bacon in the morning. Oh my God, you cooking up breakfast, big girl.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious. That's a fat girl killer, boy. Woo!
Yeah,
I love it.
When I was watching the Oscars last night, I mean, Ellen was the host.
Ricky Schroeder was awesome, wasn't he? That was his best work since Silver Spoon. I ain't gonna mess with y'all. He was good last night, boy.
No doubt.
Ricky Schroeder. Ricky!
Oh,
Silver Spoon!
It seems to me, I mean, she really didn't do really anything, but the people are like praising her today.
People
oh, my
Ellen,
God, she
Frank.
Ordered pizza!
I know. It's like she didn't do funny. She didn't do most of the hosting. Other stars come out and introduce people. She stands there, does something, does a selfie, takes a bow, crashes Twitter. I'm out, bitches.
Yeah, and people are just praising her. Right. Oh, host every year. She should host everything.
They love man. Ellen. They can do no wrong.
They love the Ellen, man. They love her more than they do Oprah. They love Ellen. Okay, mm-hmm. She's the white Oprah. It's amazing. It's incredible. I love it.
And if you like Elle, you can get me for a lot less money.
A lot less.
Another
a lot
blonde
less.
Lesbian.
And you'll bring jokes.
I will bring, yeah, once in a while, I'll bring a joke. It may not be good.
You're a lipsticky lesbian, okay? You're hot, man.
Thanks, Ralphie.
Yeah, so who took whose name in your situation? When it's two ladies and you're talking about going back to the married name. Who,
are you married?
We just went with, we changed it because of her last name, so we just went with Clamilton.
Clamilton, yeah.
Yeah.
That just sounds lesbian.
Nice. I've had a Clamilton before.
That's amazing.
Yes. It's nice. It's a good drink. Goes down easy.
Ralphie May's hanging out with us. He'll be performing at the Bray Improv March 6th through the 9th and at the Ontario Improv March 13th,
16th. Are you officially married?
Since it got passed?
Yes.
No, but we have to do that.
Yes. Yes, you do. And you also have to invite me. I would love to go.
You could officiate.
I would love to officiate.
You seem like you would have your minister's license or whatever that is.
I'll get it. Come on, give me.
You should do it all online.
I know. I can get it online. If I can get car insurance, I can become a man of Jesus. Okay, that's no problem. Let me tell you, I think that lesbians have thought it out when it comes to marriage, where gay men have it. You know, they have it. Like, you girls know. When you get married, this is for real. It's the last time you're moving your cats.
This is it.
I am not packing up my cats and moving them nowhere. All right? But gay guys, they have not figured it out yet. They do not know that if there's gay marriage, there's going to be gay divorce. And trust me, the first millionaire in Santa Monica that's got to sell half his net worth and give it to a 28-year-old Dominican named Jesus and pay child support on a Labradoodle for 18 years? No. That's not happening, Jack. They have not thought it out, man. You girls, y'all all get it. Y'all straight as an arrow when it comes to that, Jack. Yeah. Y'all are ready.
We're ready.
Are you going to wear a dress? Are you going to wear a tuxedo?
I already did that. We had the ceremony, yeah.
So she wore the tux?
She didn't wear a tux.
She wore a dress too?
No.
What did she wear?
It was off.
Jesus.
It was on the beach. They both.
It was on the bikini. Yeah. It was on the beach. So
I was in a bikini. She wore a swim skirt.
I wore board shorts and a bikini top.
Board shorts and tank.
You know, the typical, the butch lesbian attire.
That's so hot. No. I got to be honest, man. I see them hot chick lesbians. I'm like, oof, just let me watch. Y'all still technically lesbian, and I'm just being my dirty, filthy animal. I'm in the corner. I won't even help push. I won't even ask. You know, hey, you need some help with that?
Now, when you and your wife are out, and do you ever go to a lesbian bar with her?
I have. And you know what? I get a
lot. Lesbians got to love her, too.
They do. They do. She's beautiful. Yeah. And they, I like lesbians because they're the coolest people to talk sports to in L.A., all right, because the guys in Hollywood, they don't know anything about sports, so you can't even talk to them. But the lesbians, they'll talk to you. And they love me because they get drunk and go, Chaz, okay, that's the breaker right there. And then they're buying drinks because they feel bad because they're still girls because they just, they mess with me, all right? And they go, all right, get him a drink, all right? And then we start laughing and having a good time. And then it's like, hey, let's go to the car and smoke a joint. All right, we'll come back at the bar. Okay, have a good time. It's a party, man. Lesbians are awesome.
Your marriage obviously seems to be going well, but when you got into the institution of marriage, did she make you get rid of anything? Like, don't bring that in the house.
No. I had to stop supplementing my family. My brother, I had to stop paying for everything for him. You know, keeping him out of jail and stuff like that.
Because your responsibility is to me.
Right. I had to stop all that mess, and which was great. Nothing better than, you know, southern people go, hey, don't blame me, blame the Jew. I tell you, they're like, oh, Jews, I hate the Jews.
He was so different before he got with her.
I know, it was so funny. I was giving them everything because I couldn't say no because it's my family. They use the guilt. They use stuff from like when I was 8 on me. It's like, come on, man. All right, you're a grown-ass dude, okay? Why I got to keep you out of jail? Keep you out of jail for my nieces, okay? It's all the reason you're not in jail, you loser. All right?
Everybody got that. You have a...
Oh, yeah.
Did you have that, too? You got to save family?
Yeah, you like, I know. I'm done.
What were they thinking without us?
Right.
What were they thinking? Okay, it's like, oh, yeah. I'll commit bank fraud.
Hey, can I borrow
fraud?
500? Because when my Marlboro miles come in, and then my Marlboro miles...
I wish I got away with 500. I wrote those checks 5 times a day.
How much did you end up like? Oh, what's the biggest check you ever wrote to a deadbeat?
Let's see. I wrote a check for $150,000 to a bank to keep my brother out of jail for committing bank fraud. Okay, yeah. And, I know. I'm a good brother.
Ralphie.
I know, but when my wife, she's like, we got to stop on that mess.
Oh, yeah.
And did your brother learn his lesson and he doesn't do it?
No, man. Have you seen that? It's a new show on Discovery. It's called Clash of the Ozarks, okay?
I already want to DVR it.
Without a doubt. Already DVR it. Okay, it is hillbilly Arkansas. All right, and it's beautiful country, but the people are dumb as a box of rocks. All right, and there's a guy who's like the anti-hero of it named Crowbar Russell, okay? All right, because he carries a crowbar with him. All right, and he just smashes people and trucks and everything. And that's my brother, okay? Except for it's baseball bat May, okay? That's what it is. Winston baseball bat May.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my brother carries a big old baseball bat, Louisville Slugger, okay?
How often do you go back?
Never. I avoid it like the plague. Like, somebody gotta die, and somebody close, like family, like tight close.
But it's hard for you to hide because you're like, oh, you're gonna be in the area doing a comedy show, and they're like, hey, we're thinking about come down and seeing.
I know. That's why I avoid Arkansas. I don't play there anymore because
they would come to your show and be like, hey,
can you get us backstage?
Right. And my brother, when I shut him down, my brother got really mad at me. Okay, and he threatened to kill me. All right, and he should be in jail. I tell you, he's a criminal. All right, and he should be in jail. But it's funny because I just avoided him, and so he wanted to like come to my show. I was doing a concert in Little Rock. And it was all sold out, and that's the only time he wants something is when he can't get it or his friends want something. He's bragging about it. All right, and he goes, hey, I want tickets. And I go, no. And the police have your picture, and if you show up, you will be arrested. Okay? Leave me alone, man. You threatened to kill me. Whoa. We're not 8 and 15 anymore, okay?
Why are you threatening to kill the guy that's writing you $150,000
checks? Because I'm not writing anymore.
Oh, right.
Okay? I'm not writing anymore.
Is it your older brother?
Yes. Total dick. Total dick, man.
Growing up, when you were 8, did he pick on you?
Yes. He was amazingly abusive, okay? Mm-hmm. My brother was a Golden Glover, all right? And he practiced a lot on me, okay? Like, a lot.
Do you think that maybe helped out your sense of humor?
Without a doubt.
So don't you really owe him the money?
Oh, my God.
I guess you're right.
My brother's 3 years older than me.
He's like, great.
He made me eat his nasty old toenails because he would clip his toenails and then he would hold me
now
down.
Now you wonder how lesbians are made. Oh, my God. That'll do it.
Yeah. He would hold me down, make me eat his nasty toenail clippings.
I just vomit a little bit in my mouth.
He would hold me, put his knees on my shoulders, and then get one of those.
Oh, there's a string. And then suck it back up. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
That's just the worst.
Just to watch someone do that, not on someone's face. That's the whole sucking back up.
Ooh,
grosses me out.
So gross. So gross.
It's disgusting.
And you get that booger snot up in there.
Oh, my God.
And make it just to chunk it up a little. Ooh, so gross. So gross.
Yeah, older siblings. What fun.
What fun. So I know. We make our daughter say every day that her best friend is her little brother.
Aww.
All right? And it's like, we do that every day. And it's like, it's just a mantra. You know, you just keep it going. You know, I don't want any drama with the kids. You know, I'm sure there will be some, but.
Which
you know,
one is more likely to stay at home with you for the rest of their life?
My little girl. My little girl. She's daddy's
April,
girl.
April, May, June.
Yeah, April, June, May.
Or April, June, May.
She is adorable. she's a peach. She's daddy's girl. But my son is totally adventurous. Like, he does not care. All right? He
just run off and you're like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. And like, if somebody does something to him, he gets mad and just goes and just handles it. Okay? Like, this kid, we were at the Bahamas. We were at the Atlantis. Okay? And this kid took his ball on the beach, right? And August said, hey, I need my ball back. And the kid goes, no. And August goes, really? He goes, yeah, no, I need my ball back, please. And the kid goes, no, get away. All right, kid was 2 years older than my son. He's like 6 and a half. And August goes, all right, and just went over there and just started wailing on that kid. I mean, just wailing. He dotted both his eyes, okay, and his nose. The kid had a little bloody nose. All right, the kid was crying. August took his ball and walked back. He goes, daddy, I told him.
And I said, please.
I said, please. He wouldn't give it back. I'm like, well, I'm mad at
Sounds
you.
Sounds like
I'm
he takes after Uncle Ball battle.
I know. He's a ruffian, okay? I'm not going to lie. My son's a ruffian, but I'd rather have that than somebody that just gets pushed over in life, you know?
Right.
You know, he was polite about it. He said it right, and then, you know, it's no problem. It was funny. We went to a gay wedding, okay? And they had a... the wedding. Okay, first of all, if you're out there, guys, and you are on the fence about gay weddings, I'm telling you right now, they should all be gay. They should all be gay. All right, this wedding was incredible. All right, we get there, the opening performance. Now, there's 300 different shades of the rainbow, 50 cool straights, and 150 straights that did not know that this was a gay wedding.
Whoa.
Okay, yeah, okay. All right, so there's a large conglomerate of people that are very conservative and that are not in the right place. Okay, not at all. Yeah. All right?
But there's nothing gayer, though, than a giant gasp.
Oh, heaven.
No. Is gay?
But it was like, you know, tops and bottoms and bears, oh my, tops and bottoms and bears. Okay, so the opening performance, this is how this thing started off, Jack. Okay, it was... a 6'4" black male transvestite Cher impersonator named Sugar. Okay, all right. And Sugar had 8-inch heels. Okay, fishnet stockings, garters, a black bustier, and a cape. Okay. All right, and my son was—he's 4 and a half. He goes, "Daddy, what is that?" And I go, "That is a transvestite, son." And he goes, "Woo, that's a big old transmess mine, huh?" All right. So Sugar gets up there, all right, and he starts singing, you know, Cher, "If I could turn back time." All right, and I don't know all the words because Cher always sounded like a hound dog to me. Okay, all right. And halfway through his performance, he had a malfunction, a clothing malfunction.
Ooh.
And the crank of death, and one of them little old sad things fell out of his bottom. All right, and my son was like, "Daddy, that transvestite's got big old PP." I'm like, "Yes, he does, son. It had an elbow in it, Lord Jesus. It was huge." Okay, all right, but Sugar, instead of stopping, he turned and duct taped, readjusted, put it back in, finished the song. That is a performer. I was blown away. I was like, "Oh my God, that's incredible." Think about that. Girls, if you're out there, let's put this in perspective. Okay, you're performing in front of 500 people. Okay, halfway through your performance, part of your giner falls out. Okay, all right. Show's over, right, girls?
I'm
okay,
out.
It's like, oh, why you leave stage? I'm going to go home and die. That's what I'm going to do. All right? when that hound dog gel comes popping out. Okay.
Just, all right. One quick twist and everything's back in place.
Back in place.
Got it.
So awesome, man.
Thank God he had the cape on.
Oh, man, he did. He swung the cape. But it was the party after the party was amazing. They had free drugs. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, man. There was like three mystery pills we were all told to take by this male stripper, Puerto Rican guy named Diego. Okay, who had angel wings on. All right. I mean, I almost got teabagged on the way back to my table. They had these risers and had these male exotic dancers dancing. Okay, I'm talking to Lana, and a light hits a sequence on his G-string and catches my eye just as the twins were swooshing by. I Matrix nuts. It was amazing. It was the coolest move I've ever made. I'm surprised I didn't fall down or spill my sushi or nothing, man. I was like, this is the most uncoordinated thing I've ever done. So we get to the table, and we see those pills, and my wife is so sweet and naive. She's like, is that candy? And I'm like, honey, I'm pretty sure I know every candy ever made. That's not candy. I don't know what them first two pills are, but that last one looks like MDMA that I used to run out of El Paso in 1991, 1992, 1993. Okay? It was good. It was good. It was that MDMA.
Oh, yeah.
It was the best. Pure pharmaceutical, baby. $5 a hit in El Paso, 25 in Houston. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. I got a truck. We can rock. Okay? All right? And moving. It was so awesome. Oh my God. Yeah. I forgot how good that stuff was. Okay, Diego, he was like, it was like, hello, party people. We're going to party tonight till 3 a.m., baby. It was 7:20. It was 7:20. He's calling 3 a.m., okay? All right, he said, we're going down the rabbit's hole to Wonderland. He was giggling his own little gay jokes. All right, and it was so funny. He said, let's take those pills, baby. And my wife's like, should we take these pills? I'm like, hell yes, we're going to take these pills. These are gay drugs. These are the best drugs they make. So I did my, there was nobody seated to my left. I grabbed them pills. Hey, if you're going to dance with the devil, you might as well lead. You know what I'm saying? Let's do this. And they, I don't know what that combo was, but it worked, Jack. And 45 minutes later, I'm tweaking my nipple, holding my crotch, you know, dancing to Kesha, all slow, saying stuff I never would say, like Lady Gaga's a misunderstood artist. Oh, man. Oh, my God. I was so wasted. Oh, we went to 3:40 a.m. Diego was right, baby. It was a hell of a party. Man, don't ever, guys out there, if you're straight, don't ever let your homophobia stop you from having a party of your life, man. All right, and you know, I used to be so dumb. I used to think the worst thing in the world would be having a gay guy hit on me. You know, it's way worse than that. Having a room full of them not hit on you. Okay, that makes you feel like the fat girl at the prom dancing to every
especially
road.
Especially they're all on MDMA.
Okay, man, I know, man. I know they're all rolling, and they won't even. Those mean gays wouldn't even do me nice and come over and go, hey, Chubsy Lubsy, what you up to? You know, maybe I don't want to dance. It would have been nice to be asked. That's all I'm saying. Would have been nice. Like, there was no way, and there was no sexual anything that possibly happened. Like, that, there's no way I just line them up like a seal in the circus, okay? You're out. Okay, just swallow. Okay.
Ralphie.
So funny,
oh
man.
My God.
They really threw me under the bus, man.
So funny. Ralphie May is going to be performing at the Brea Improv March 6th through the 9th. That's this weekend. And next weekend, Ontario Improv. For tickets, go to either brea.improv.com or ontario.improv.com.
Ralphie.
So it's great to have you.
I love you guys.
Oh, my God.
I love you. And I'm glad that the producer made me get here at 8 o'clock. I rushed to get here at 8 o'clock to wait an hour in that great green room you
Isn't
have.
Isn't that nice?
That green room is the AIDSiest green room in radio. You know that? Okay.
Press the button.
What is the up? Okay. You have coffee? No coffee cups. Okay. No coffee cups. No creamer. All right. But if I want taco sauce in my coffee, I got plenty of that. Okay. It's the AIDSiest green room I've ever seen. And who does y'all's art project? Do y'all like make a wish with retard babies or something? I mean, what is that art? What are y'all doing up there with that art? Okay, my Lord. Let's go target shooting with that art. Let's get rid of that thing.
We're going to get a picture of that.
Oh, my God.
That's a bad idea.
So, I know. Tweet that out. Okay,
oh
this
my
is
God.
Where Ralphie was sitting in purgatory, radio purgatory, listening to y'all
Radio
about,
purgatory, the Heidi and Frank show.
You got to go see him.
The green room. Just the green room.
Go see Ralphie. Bray Improv, Ontario Improv. Very, very funny stuff. We got to take a break, though. We'll be right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.